We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
David Ross is going to start the show tomorrow. We are going to talk with Rossi about the Cubs. It's about what happened this weekend, about the fact that they will not escape Jacob DeGrom, who is scheduled to pitch in this series against the Cubs. And I don't know if you saw what DeGrom did this weekend, but my goodness, he is unbelievable. Your unofficial White Sox postgame show will be handled by Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel. Hello, men.
Very unofficial. What's up, Lawrence? How's it going? How you doing,
Things
Spiegs?
Are good, man. I wanted to shout out Spiegs because he spurred me on to watch something that I had in my queue, and I'm glad I did. Kid 90, the Soleil Moon Fry. I heard you talking about it like a little bit, and I checked it out.
I haven't watched it yet.
What?
I haven't watched it.
You're
no,
the one
man.
That like pushed me to watch it. I was like, oh man, Spiegs. Like Spiegs was talking about this is so interesting. So Soleil Moon Fry, aka Punky Brewster, she had a video camera with her like her entire adolescence. And the people, like, it's like Forrest Gump. Like all the people that she interacted with in her teens and early 20s. And there is some stuff. Like some stuff in there, but I mean, it's like
I gotta watch it, man.
I'm dying to watch it. Mark Paul Gosselaar and Brian Austin Green, and I'll leave it to I don't want to spoil it for people that end up watching it, but there was someone who she was in love with that was in love with her that she did a very good job of protecting because the age difference between those two individuals was significant.
Oh boy.
Very significant.
Oh boy. We have a Jerry Seinfeld, Shoshana Lowenstein.
Yes, that is
situation.
Well, it wasn't as bad as that. And Shoshana Lowenstein, like isn't she like a big like fashion icon now? I think that but yeah, wasn't Jerry like picking her up from high school?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was wrong. It's a terrible chapter in the public history for one Jerry Seinfeld that he's managed to avoid somehow. But man, I was in love with Soleil Moon Frye. Who was not if you were of a certain age? It was Topanga for another generation is really what it was.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm caught up.
Yes.
Now I get it. I've never seen what just happened there though. Lawrence watched something that was recommended by Spiegel that Spiegel himself hasn't seen. That's
I heard him bring it up, and I was like, I want to go check that out. So I checked it out on Hulu, and it was worth it.
There's a world full of stuff that I will go by, read the blurb on, and say, oh, I got to get to that, and not get to, you know?
That is a do-as-I-say, not-as-I-do situation right there. I like
it. It's Danny, it's kind of like telling people to bet the Cubs over and then not actually doing it when
something you also did. Do you do things or do you just talk about doing things?
Just says that he's doing them.
Just says that.
I do.
Danny, I want to bring you into this because Joe Ostrowski, our buddy, has just tweeted, Bears win total is 7 in a 17-game season.
Yeah, that's
the key. 6 teams have a lower number. Cincinnati, wow. Jacksonville, the Jets, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Houston. Make the playoffs is no, minus 278, yes, plus 220. Where does Parkins' money go?
I guess my first blush lean would be on over 7 wins. And that is not in any way indicative of me thinking that the Bears are very good or very impressive. But Matt Nagy's never won fewer than 8 games. And this year he has an extra game. Right? So just like right there makes you feel okay about it. And
you're doing the math. You're doing the math. I like it.
Right. So that's my first thought. And then the second thing is, like, the schedule is absolutely brutal on paper, but we know how that can work in the NFL. And for as uninspiring of a signing as Andy Dalton is, it's very in play. In fact, I would say it's probably like 60-40 that this will be the best quarterback season that Matt Nagy has ever had as a head coach. Right? Like, is it not possible?
That, I mean, 2018 was pretty good.
It was 24 touchdowns and 12 interceptions with like under 4,000 yards.
I don't know if I'm ready for these like August quality Danny Bears takes. You know, these are
good,
this
right?
That's a high caliber take. That as bad as it's going to be, it still might be the best quarterback year for Matt Nagy as a Bears head coach.
Lawrence, I mean, cause you're saying Mitch's second year, his first with Nagy, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it was 24 touchdowns, 12 picks, and like, what, 3,700, 3,600? I'll pull it up. I should know that off the top of my head.
How many touchdowns generated? It was 3,200 by Mitch total. Yeah, it wasn't close to 4,000.
Yeah, so 30.
There's still, and what, a rating of about, what, 91 or so?
95. Took 24 sacks, 7.4 yards or attempt. Yeah, man, this is very beatable.
It is beatable, but is it beatable by this version of Dalton? I don't think so.
I don't know. Because, I mean, obviously, it was only 14 games for Mitch. For Mitch that year, one of which he played hurt. I said, and by the way, I did not say it was a lock. I said 60% chance that Dalton surpasses that season this year, because it's also, you've got Darnell Mooney, you have Cole Kmet, you have David Montgomery. Like, the weapons on this team are better than that team, right? Offensively, that team was propped up offensively by a bunch of defensive scores and gimmicky plays and fluke plays and all that sort of thing. And
propped up by a defense that was getting, what, 2.3 turnovers per game.
Yeah, led the NFL in takeaways with 36 in 2018. So the schedule is very tough, and there's definitely disaster potential for this team. Like, if it starts poorly and the locker room splinters and there's a revolt from the inside, like, sure, you know what I mean? Like, there's absolutely 4-13, which is a weird thing to say, in play for this year's Bears team. But I think it's more likely they win 8 games than 6 games. So I'll say over. I'll say over. But I'm not betting it. I'll tell you that. Like, I don't love it.
So that's me. So that's the lesson, is that I was doing it right by saying to pound the Cubs over and then not doing it.
Yeah, but you exactly made an emphatic.
Well, the truth
you
is,
bringing it back to baseball.
It got uglier as the spring went on, and then it has just started so ugly. The Cubs thing is so grim. The context around it makes it feel even worse than it is. We'll get to that. But here on the unofficial White Sox postgame show, as Lawrence dubbed us, Danny, how do you guys feel about two position players coming into a game when you're down 6 in the 7th inning, when you've got, I know they don't have a taxi squad right now, but they just brought up Jonathan Stever as the 27th man yesterday. He got a whole bunch of arms in Schaumburg who aren't doing a thing and could hop on a flight to Cleveland at a moment's notice. I know you just used Kopech last night, so you don't want to do that, but my God, that's too early to punt on a game at Fenway Park.
I that was the thing that I said to Herbie. Like, I didn't like that. If it would have been the 8th and they wanted to do that with Mercedes, I'm here for it. And I get that they'll probably just send Mendick down at some point. So you're like, whatever. I didn't like it at all. I'm more concerned, though, with what happened to Lucas and the diagnostic that's going to happen between now and his next start. Do they feel like he just wasn't sharp with his changeup today or his fastball changeup mix? His slider was rolling, so, I mean, that just got hit. Are they concerned that it's Alex Cora and Alex Cora had their signs? Like, all of that stuff. I want to know what they think about it, because I haven't seen Lucas look that rattled in a really long time. And then there was, I forget who the bat, it wasn't Hernandez, but you had like the 16-pitch at bat where you could just see Lucas just kind of dissolving on the mound, and then he ends up walking the guy after all of the foul balls that end up happening.
Yeah, that changeup thrown where he does it is super rare. Danny, remember that text thread you and I were in when, like, your buddy was trying to tell you that nobody throws high changeups like Giolito? He's been getting away with it for a long time now because the fastball is so good and because the tunnel is so spot on. I mean, until we get proof of either tipping or, you know, anything like that.
Subterfuge.
They're just sitting on it. It's smart to sit on it because it's super hittable if you can find it. And maybe they found something in release point. Maybe something was just a tiny bit off mechanically to make them think, oh, here comes changeup. But, boy, it's understandable to have questions for an Alex Cora Red Sox team.
He sounded not concerned after the game. We've got Dane Brugler coming up in a little bit, so we're going to start with some NFL draft and Bears stuff. But we will get to Giolito because, obviously, to have your ace get knocked around like that, we'll play it for people a little bit later on this hour. I don't know if this is just me being forgiving or in a generous mood on a Monday. That's a weird game, man. A 10 a.m. start on your body clock for a starting pitcher. I know it's 11 a.m. out east, 11:10 first pitch. That's a really, really weird baseball game. And
it was so weird to see the lineup like drop down on my phone at like 8 a.m. I was like,
yeah,
what?
That's weird. Like, Lucas Giolito deserves some benefit of the doubt and to just throw a game in the trash and move on when the game started at 11 a.m. in Boston. Like, that's a weird spot for him. So I hear what you guys are saying with pitching position players down six at Fenway, but Kopech was on a pitch limit yesterday. You had to go deep into the bullpen. You're going to have, again, we get like the spot start on Wednesday, like you said. You're down six. They looked lifeless as a team today. It's getaway day. You've got a division opponent in a game that obviously matters more tomorrow. I wouldn't make too much of this loss, personally. Like, let that one build a little bit. But I'm also just way more down on the Cubs than the White Sox for many, many obvious reasons. So maybe I want to grade the White Sox as glass half full because my Cubs glass is 95% empty. Maybe that's
you're that. Listening to WSCR HD1 Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, and Odyssey Station. Boys, have yourselves a show. I will talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.